Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom, as we discussed yesterday, the structure of the Mizbeach. We see Rashi even has a picture in medieval Svarim, the East, as we know, and books, East was on top. That was the accepted practice. We have North on top, but that Rashi has exactly what they used to have. They have East on top. But again, showing how on the south and east side of the Mizbeach, there was no Yisod that went across. It was just an Amma that stuck out in the corners from each of the northeast and the southwest corners. There was a little piece sticking out of the Yisod, but otherwise there was no Yisod. So the Gemara said yesterday, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, why wasn't there a Yisod on the southeast corner? Why? Because Rabbi Elazar says, "Lafishalo haisa v'chelko shel toreif," because the entire mizbeach has to be in the chelik of the toreif, as Rashi quoted the pasuk from Vayechi, "Binyamin ze'ev yitruf," and that was the border right there on the south and the east corner of the mizbeach. That was the border between Yehuda and Binyamin. And therefore, in the corner of the mizbeach wasn't allowed to be perfectly square, even on the bottom, because it all had to be in Binyamin. As the Gemara said, Mizbeach Ochel Bechel Goshe Yehuda Amma. So, 2 points to mention on this line. Number one is the question from the Tosfos in Maseches Yuma. The Tosfos in Yuma, David Beis, asks, but 1 second, don't we say Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim? All the Shvatim got a portion of Eretz Yisrael, all different cities were given, and cities weren't split up. The entire city was within different respective Shvatim. So how is it that the Gemara says here that Yehuda and Binyamin both had a chelik of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim? It was somewhat of an inter-Shevet city. And therefore, it was all Am Yisrael, it was a Jewish capital, but it was within all the Shvatim. So why is it that it was split up? So, number of Achronim discuss, in the Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shachter has this in Siman Lamed, based on others, and that is, maybe there are two different levels and aspects of Yerushalayim, and one of them is Nischalka, and one of them is Lo Nischalka. And that was the point. As he writes, the base halachas nefrados hayu b'chalukas eretz Yisrael l'shvatim ha'echad midin chalukas hayorshe b'tfusas abayis hadome l'chol shar chalukas hashutvin d'alma v'hu din midini mamanis. From a dini mamanis standpoint, all of Eretz Yisrael was split up, and you take this, and you take that, and we take this. And after the chalukah, each chelik was shayach to a different shevet. Hachelik zeh shel Eretz Yisrael shevet zeh, v'chelik achal shevet hasheni. That is one dini mamanis element. But then there's another level of chalukah, and that's in terms of kedushas haaretz. That's in terms of a different type of spiritual connection, you might say. Aval ein zeh pol sheyikra chelik zeh chelko sheyehuda vechelik acher chelko shel binyamin. In terms of dini mamanis, the bialus b'chol haTorah kula ein po'el shum chalosham be'etzem achefsa. There's no status change. If I buy a piece of land from you, there's no status change in the land. You owned it, and now I own it. The land is the same land. There's a difference in terms of who's going to work the land now, who could sell the land now, but there's no status change in the chefsa of the land. Ele havye din yachas vezika shebein bailim v'hamamon. Shemamon zeh shayach l'Ruvein, umamon zeh shayach l'Shimon. That is all one type of chalukah. But then there's the second chalukah. The second level, which is part of the mitzvah of Yireshtem Ha'aretz V'shavtem Ba. Part of Chalukas Ha'aretz. That took a long time. It took 7 years, right, for that. You had to go to the Urim and Tumim for that. Right, the Rambam counts that as one of the mitzvahs aseh, that is Noeg L'Doros, L'Chbosh, as we know, that the part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And that is a different type of chalukah. So, when do we say that there is a machlokas, whether Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim or not, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, that's regarding dinim amanis. Whether it's chalukah l'shvatim, whether Yerushalayim is mamono haprati shel shevet Yehuda and shevet Binyamin, or not, that's the machlokas. But regarding Isser v'heter, regarding Kedusha, so that of course it had to be nechlak. Well, in order to finish the chalukas haaretz in terms of kedushas haaretz, every single parcel of the land had to be assigned to a different shevet mitzad the hakdasha shebo. And therefore, you're right. You might have thought ironically, the dini mamonis element, which is the more formal legal part, maybe there we would say alone is chalukas l'shvatim. and that gets into the 10 different laws that were applied to Yerushalayim that don't apply to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, as is quoted at the end of Perek Meruba in Baba Kama. But that's a chiluk that answers Tosfos' kasha. Yerushalayim nischalka, lo nischalka, that machlokas is only regarding the Dini Mamanis, but regarding the Kedusha Sa'aretz, right, that is something that for sure was nechlak. If you look also, he quoted the Rivet and the Yad Ramah in Baba Basra, also quote an interesting shita regarding that Gemara. The Gemara there talks about how the land was split up with the Urim Tumim, and it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that split it up, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And the Urim Tumim, you picked up a name of a Sheva, and you picked up a part of the land with the borders, that was how it was split up. But only Chalukas Haaretz L'Shvatim was done with the Urim Tumim, says the Ravid. In Yesh Nochlin, regarding Masha'enke in the Chaluka of Kol Shevet V'Shevet L'Mishpachosav, Have Rak Al Pi HaGoro, V'lo HaYitzrichim L'Urim Atumim. The Goro was used for the splitting it up into families. Within Shvatim, that's what you need, the Urim Atumim. So that's exactly our point. Urim Atumim was needed for the Kedusha, the Chaluka in regarding Kedusha, regarding which family is going to get which part within each Shevet. That's Dini Mamanis. You just need the Goral. That you don't need the Urim Atumim. Or one final point, and that is a beautiful diuk it's Mukhrach, right? There's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, as we know. When Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, that is the source for Mishpatei Hatznoim. Where do we know that from? When Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe, or Reuven and Gad, at the beginning, they said, we want this land. Moshe says, okay, if you come with us and conquer the land with us, then fine, you can get this land. And if not, not. And all the rules and regulations of conditions are learned from Chaluka and Kedusha and Kibush Haaretz, right? Mishpatei Hatznoim, Tanai Kafol and Tanai Kodim Lamaisa and Tanai She'efshar Lakaimo, all the different halachas of Mishpatei Hatznoim. The Rambam quotes from his Rabbeim. The Rambam in Hilchos Chiyum Matan, the Perek Gimel quotes from his Rebbeim that Rabosai Horu She'ein Sarach Lichbol Atznai Olahaktim Hein Lalav Ela Begitin VeKiddushin Bilvad. Not in Dini Mamanis. Some Rishonim say that Mishpatei Atznaim is only by Kiddushin and Gerushin, not by Dini Mamanis. And the Rambam says Ve'ein L'Davar Zeraya, and there's no Raya to this. Says the Ravid on that Rambam. Afal pi she'ein raya ladavar, zecher ladavar. V'tam gadol yesh ladavar. Deich yitakein, dezem mocher karka. V'omer eini mochro, ela emken yasali kach lakach, v'noti oso miyado. How can it be somebody's going to sell something? I'm only selling it if it rains tomorrow. And it didn't rain tomorrow, so I shouldn't sell it to you. But because I didn't make the tznai, so it's automatically going to be sold to you? But I didn't want it to be sold. So how could you say it works by Dini Mamanis? So that's why the Ravid explains that day, that only by Gittin V'Kiddushin, when there's a higher level of Das, that a person wouldn't fool around, and maybe that's why Tokadei Dibur doesn't apply there, as we've quoted in the past. But either way, that's the Shita of the Rambam and the Ravid. Ask the Achronim, but one second, the whole source for Mishpatei Hatznoim is by Dini Mamanis, isn't it? By Chalukas Haaretz. So how can you say that it only applies by Kiddushin V'Gittin if the whole source is by Dini Mamanis? So you're saying it doesn't apply to Dini Mamanis? Unless you answer that even Chalukas Haaretz isn't just Dini Mamanis. Even Chalukas Haaretz is Kedusha. This goes on the list of the comparison, Hektish, Kedusha. Right? That's an answer for that Deya of the Gaonim and the Ravid. But again, that is all in terms of the double level of Chaluka of Eretz Yisrael. The other point to mention here is the Maharsha. The Maharsha on our Gemara. Why is it so important for the entire Mizbeach to be in Binyamin and not in Yehuda? So that is the Maharsha. Actually, there's not too many Maharshas in the Chidushi Agados on Zvachim, right? Two sides, not too much agadata in this Masechta, but says the Marsha right here, Dahainu, he says, let me explain. The Mizbeach is the religious center, represents the religious center of Yerushalayim. And Yehuda, David HaMelech, represents the capital city. So says the Maharsha, we don't want to overlap those two principles. Ulafi hatam de keser kahuna lachud, the keser malchus lachud, velakach hamikdash shehu keser kahuna lohayu bechelak Yehuda asher lohamalucha. Binyamin weren't kohanim, but still, that represented the spiritual center, the keser kahuna. Avolishkas hagozis sheshom hamishpat ayeh bechelko. That was in Yehuda. Kamoshakasa melach bemishpat yamid aretz. Vezeo shomer shlohaya osa amash in lo yisod bechelko shel torif. Shu binyamin shemer binyamin yizaviyatrof kiva delo nim. When he continues. So again, the religious and the capital elements, right, those were not meant to overlap in this regard, and therefore that was symbolized by the Mizbeach not having that Yisod. And that is the idea that the Ramban talks about in Parshas Vayechi, and that was the problem with the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim, who are Kohanim, and they took the Malchus, so the Ramban says that is a tinge of negativity on the whole Hanukkah story, because they shouldn't have taken the Malchus, or they should have given it over to others. So again, the Ramban doesn't say that, the Ramban doesn't have any, doesn't give off any little hint that there's anything negative about what happened in the Hanukkah story. Maybe there was no one else. There was the Rambam doesn't count an Isser of Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda, as the Ramban seems to hold. Okay, but either way, that's an important facet as well. Okay, a lot there, but we will now continue. Amar Rabbi Levi, Bar Chama. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Ritzua, third to last line. Ritzua haise yotza michalko shal Yehuda v'nechnasa michalko shal Binyamin. There was a little thin piece of land that went out from Yehuda and went into Binyamin. And at a certain point in history, it seems like that was part of the chelek, maybe where the Mizbeach was. V'ye Binyamin atzadik mitztair al ebechol yom. Binyamin atzadik, Binyamin was very upset about it. All his days, Lenotzla, he wanted the entire Mizbeach. He didn't want a little bit being in Yehuda. He wanted the entire Mizbeach. He wanted all the Ruchnias. Shneamar, Chofef Alav Kol Hayom. As the Pasuk says, Chofef Alav Kol Hayom. So the Pasuk of that Pasuk in Zos HaBracha is that Hashem hovers above us all day. But another way to understand Chofef, as Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Shabbos, Nazir, and in Nazir, quoted there in Shabbos, Nazir Chofef. No, Chofef is also the scratch. Chafifa. We have chafifa by getting ready for the mikvah. Chafifa is like scratching and itching in pain. So, Chofef alav kalayom. He is upset about it all day. Right? That he couldn't, like Rashi, Adam hamachashev v'do'eg. Like a person is sitting and very upset and worried and concerned. And what was he upset about? He was upset about that he couldn't have the entire, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying b'nevua, that he was upset. The shevet, lefichach, zacha binyamin atzadik, v'nase ushpizchan lakadosh baruch hu. Because of this bikush, because of this taiva, he was zocha to be the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar uvein ksefav shachein. Between the shoulders, he shall sit. Uvein ksefav shachein. Okay, every line here is jam-packed something to talk about. First of all, Binyamin HaTzadik. He's called a tzadik. Not too many people in Chazal are called tzadikim. Yosef HaTzadik, here Binyamin HaTzadik, and in the Torah, Noach ish tzadik. So not too many people call tzaddikim. Maybe this is connected to the Gemara in Baba Basra and in Shabbos, that Binyamin, we know, was one of the four people that never sinned. One of the four people, Shabbos, Nun Hei Amid Beis, says the Gemara. Arba Mesu B'Tiyoshon Nachash. There were four people that died only because that there's death in the world. The Nachash. Elohein, Binyamin Ben Yaakov. Interesting, the Gemara has to identify which Binyamin we're talking about, as if there's another Binyamin that we're aware of. Binyamin ben Yaakov. Amram, Avi Moshe. Again. Yishai, Avi David, Kilav ben David. Each one, the Gemara does not suffice it to say the name, but who they are related to. Right? But Kilav, the one of the sons of David. So we mentioned in the past, maybe the connection between all these four are that they were all tzaddikim, but they were all not the ones that made the difference in Jewish history. They weren't the leader of Am Yisrael at the time, right? Binyamin, Yosef, Amram, Moshe, Yishai, David, Kilav, David, or Kilav, you could have said Shlomo also. Maybe the emphasis is that they were related to the one who made the difference, and those people who made the difference weren't perfect. Because sometimes, if you're the leader of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect perfection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects 100% effort. but not perfection. But again, maybe that's why he's called the tzaddik, because of that Gemara, that of the one of the four people that never sinned. Number one. Number two, what's the message here? That he has a taiva for ruchnius. That's what we learn from Midyam, and maybe that's what makes somebody a tzaddik. He yearns for kedusha, mitztayer. He's upset about it. B'chol yom l'nada. Where else do we have that lashon of mitztayer? Right, that's what Rashi quotes at the beginning of Vayera, where Avram Avinu is mitztayer that there were no guests coming. What was he upset about? He asked Rav Moshe in the Drash Moshe. There were no guests. It wasn't like there were guests and he couldn't fulfill the mitzvah. Right, there wasn't the mitzvah situation wasn't in front of him. What was he so upset about? The answer is Avraham Avinu didn't just want to do mitzvos. He was in pain when he wasn't in the situation of mitzvos. Same lashon, mitztaer. He was mitztaer. He was more in pain than the fact that he couldn't do Hakhanas Hazarchim, more than the pain of his surgery. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send him the Malachim, right? Mitztaer, because we have to be in pain. We have to try to figure out ways in order to be in situations of mitzvos. Or another example. So we have this, Binyamin. We have Avram Avinu. And we have Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, a little different lashon, but the same message. Sota Yudalid, Darash Rav Simoy. Mibnei Ma Nisaveh. Moshe Rabbeinu likarnes l'Eretz Yisrael. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he desire so much to go into Eretz Yisrael? Why did he have such a taiva? V'chi le'echo mipir Yehud Tzarech, or lisbo mituva Hud Tzarech. What? He heard there were great restaurants. He heard there was fruit and delicious peiros ginosar by the Kinneret. Ela kach amar Moshe. Harbe mitzvos nitzavu l'Yisrael. V'ein miskaimen ela b'Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvos that only are in Eretz Yisrael. And I want to do them. I want to do them. You want to get the schar? I'll give you the credit. Moshe's like, I don't care about the credit. I just want to do the mitzvah. I have a taiva for the mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu had. So again, same type of idea. Even though the situation, they were pater. Ones. Ones rachon apatre. It's not even an ones. It wasn't even, if there were no guests, it's not like even an ones. There's no situation of the mitzvah. Avraham Avinu was still mitztayer. Moshe Rabbeinu was still out of taiva. Binyamin wanted more. Binyamin didn't accept that it was enough. We have to try to, again, a big sugya, try to put ourselves into the situation of chiyuv in mitzvos. We don't try to get out of mitzvos. We look for ways to put ourselves into the situations of mitzvos. Remember the Gemara comes up in one or two places. The Gemara says, I'll read it to you from Brachas. Bo re'e shaloka daras arishonim daras achronim. The earlier generations, they were on a higher level. They were much better. Daras arishonim ayamachnisen peirosein derek traksimon. Kadesh l'chayvan b'meiser. The earlier generations used to bring their fruit and tefuah in front door in order to be chayvan, shumas and meisras. What do? We do everything we can to try to get out of being chayvan, shumas and meisras. We bring it through the roof. We bring it through the window. Doras achronim achlisin ve'rosin derech gagos derech hateres kederech karpipos kedela patron min amaiser. So are they doing something wrong technically? No, it's all mutter. But we want to put ourselves into the situation. And mitzvos, that's Binyamin Atzadik, who is mitztaer, that he couldn't have the mitzvah. And finally, the line of Ushpizchon, that's interesting. He was the host. What do you mean he was the host? And also, what exactly does it mean that he was mitztar and Hashem changed? Wasn't it all orchestrated early in history where the Mizbeach was going to be, where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be? What does it mean that he was in pain and then because Hashem, he was upset that Hashem changed the borders? What did he actually have in mind? So if you look at the Ben Yehoyada was saying, the Urim V'Tumim, right, that said what the borders were. So what was he upset about? What was he going to change? No, he didn't want to change the borders, that he knew. But maybe the Mizbeach can move over a little bit. Even though what we said yesterday, if you remember from the Rambam, that it's Mechuvan B'Yoser, it's in an exact spot, that's where the Akedah was, that's Adam, and that's Noach. But says the Ben Yoyada, maybe that's what he was bothered by. Makshim, Me'achar She'yada Ben Yamin Atzadik, She'osa Ritzua Haisa Mechelko Shel Yehuda, Ech Yishtokek L'Natva. This was Yehuda. V'chi Olam Shel Hefker Hu Lachtov Chas V'Shalom Davar She'inu Shalom. Just because you want something, you're going to get it? Is this an olam of hefker? What does that mean? The Yesh Lomar, he says, the Binyamin Loya Rotalito, Elsa Ritsua. He didn't want to take Yehuda's land. He knew that was Yehuda's land. Ela Rotalito Salikosa, Min Kedushas HaMizbeach. Maybe he thought that you could move the Mizbeach a drop. Shelo yeh mizbeach banui ba'oso makom kedei she'titel oso haritzua mikdushas ha'mizbeach ki nishtokek she'yibane beis ha'migdash bein itaim, as we'll see. Va'az yeh makom ha'mizbeach rachov mi'chelag yudah harbe. Maybe you can move the makom ha'mizbeach. It wouldn't be in the exact spot of the Akedah. Okay. But Binyamin, that's what Binyamin wanted. He didn't want to take anything away from Yehuda in terms of property, in terms of area. But he wanted to know if he could have more Kedusha. He was interested in having more Kedusha. Good. I mentioned the final point, but it's not the final. This is the next point. And that is, Binyamin was a very special Shevet, as we know. Every Shevet was a special Shevet. But if we focus on Binyamin for a moment, the Sifri, right? The Sifri in Zos HaBracha discusses, as we know, Binyamin was the only Shevet that was born in Israel. The only Shevet born in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Vayishlach, all the other Shvatim were born in Haran. Says the Sifri in Binyamin, if Sifri in Zos HaBracha, Barech Hashem Chelo, Ufal Yadav Vitzirtem, Achatz Basayim Kamav, fine. L'Vinyamin Amar, Yedid Hashem. Binyamin is called the Yedid. Yedid Hashem. Chaviv Binyamin, says the Medrash, Shenikri Yedid L'Makom. Shaharbe Oavim Lamelech v'chaviv mikulam ze Uziyahu Oavo. Shisha Nikru Yedidim. Who's a Yedid? Hashem Nikru Yedid. Shemar Ashira Nal Yedid. Binyamin Nikru Yedid. Yedid Hashem Yishkol Levetach. Shlomo Nikru Yedid. Vekir Shmo Yedidya. Yisrael Nikru Yedidim. Beis Hamikdash Nikru Yedid. Avraham Nikru Yedid. Yavo Yedid. There's even a song. That was, I think, Avram Fried. Yavo Yid, after quoting, who's a Yedid? Binyamin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlomo, Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, Avraham. Yavo Yedid, V'yivne, that's Shlomo, V'yivne Bayis, Beis Yedid, build a Bayis of Hashem, Li Yedid, for Yisrael, V'yavo Yisrael, Shenikri Yedidim, B'nei Av, Shenikri Yedid, V'yivne Beis HaMikdash, Shenikri Yedid, B'chalek Binyamin, Shenikri Yedid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenikri Yedid. L'kach Ne'emar, Yedid Hashem. That's a Sifri, right? That's the all about Yedidim. That's Sifri right here in Devarim, Os Yud Aleph. Gonna look that up. That is a beautiful. But he's the only one who was born in the we know in Eretz Yisrael, and he was the only one that didn't take part in the Mechira of Yosef. Right? There's a lot of only one didn't bow down to Esav. Okay, a lot to talk about when it comes to Binyamin. The other pshat, I forgot to mention, the Ben Yoyada mentions he wanted it to be moved, but it could be also the Gra writes in Aderes Elio, the Beis HaMikdash was the Beis HaMikdash. But maybe he also, Binyamin also got Shiloh Givon Enov. He also got the Mishkan. So maybe that's what it means by Uj Pizchon. He hosted Hashem even in the non-Kavua places. Right, and maybe that's the message. That's the Gra and Aderes Eliyahu in Zos HaBracha. Maybe that is an added element to that. Okay, so this takes us to the next Mesveh. So Mesveh. So we have the entire portion of the Mizbeach in Binyamin. So Mesveh, I'll ask you a question. Is it really true that the southeast corner did not have a Yesod? Right, or we... More exact, the entire east side and the entire south side didn't have a yesod except for the little bit in the top corner or the bottom corner. So Mesveh, Olasov. So this is what we're about to quote is a brisa. It's very similar to a mishnah that we're going to have later on in Parakata Sa'of. But it's not exactly some that Karanora says is paraphrasing. Olasov, Ketzaris Anasis. How was the Olasov done? Remember, Chata Sa'of. We spoke about Mitsui recently. What we do is you cut the head, not totally. We mentioned that Shemi Shmuel a day or two ago. And you do Mitzui of the Dam, and then the rest is to the Kohen. What about the Ola Sa'of? Malik is done, and then you burn everything on the Mizbeach. So where was it done? So Ola Sa'of, Ketzal Isanasis, where was it done? As we will see, the Ola Sa'of was done on the southeast corner. Hayamolik, as Arosh Mimol Arpa, Umavdil. As we know, you do Malika, and then Armavdil, separate the head from the body. Umematze dama al kir hamizbeach. And your mematze dam on the kir. And this avodah was done, the coin went up, on the southeast corner of the mizbeach. So one second, how can you do the mitzui? Right, where's it going to? There's no yesod there, according to what we just said. Ve'i amrit lo haya lo yesod. And if there was no yesod on the southeast corner, so how can you do this mitzui on that corner? Bavir ba'alma u'dagavid. He's doing it in the air. Bavir ba'alma. Right, Rashi, bitmiya, right? How can he do this? Don't you need a yisod on the bottom? All blood sprinklings need that yisod on the bottom. So that's the Gemara's question. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Eimar Kach Hisnu, Avira de Binyamin, Karka de Yehuda. Maybe this was the Tanai. The airspace of Binyamin could be in that area, the southeast corner. The airspace is Binyamin and the Karka is Yehuda. How does that answer the question? Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. How is that question answered? Rashi quotes that there was a piece of the Mizbeach that stuck out above the ground. There was no Yesod, but there was above the ground, there was another piece that was considered Kir HaMizbeach. Right? It was an indentation that was stuck out, and that was enough to be considered Yesod for the halacha of Vidam, even though there was no yisod on the bottom. A protrusion, good, thank you, the better word. So, Emar kach v'chulu. V'ikalam emar, look at Rashi. V'ikalam emar l'mala migimel. D'lav karkahu. Asui kimin blita ktana. Good, a little protrusion. K'negados ha'keren. L'kabo ba'dam olas ha'of. Shlo yipal aretz. V'kir mizbeach mikri. It was like a little bit that was stuck out that was considered the kier. Aval yisod lo mikri, lahakshir hakeren, lamatan dam asvichan litin kregar yisod. Shein yisod, elam yisod baritz. It wasn't yisod, so it was enough of a portion of the mizbeach to be called that it wasn't in the avir, but it wasn't on the bottom, so it wasn't called a yisod. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat for a number of reasons. He quotes Rashi, doesn't say that in the Gemara, and it doesn't seem that from any other sources that there was this blita, this protrusion. So Tosfos gives another shot all the way at the bottom. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The problem isn't from the blood. The problem is the malika itself, Rabbeinu Tam says. Right? V'nirul Rabbeinu Tam, in the middle of the wide lines in Tosfos, teparach mi malika atzma, teboi berosh hashal mizbeach, dumi daktara. Not the where the blood is going to go, but the halacha is that malika has to be done berosh mizbeach, and if it's done over the airspace of Yehuda, that's not considered berosh mizbeach. Mizbeach is not even in Binyamin. See, he has a different reading of the Gemara's question. Okay, feel free to look at Tosfos' problems that he has with Rashi. We'll continue though now. Milo Avila Yesod, back to the Gemara. What does it mean that it doesn't have? There is no Yesod. Rav Amar Bibinyan. Rav says, like we thought, there was no Yesod, literally, in the structure of the Mizbeach. Levi Amar Bidamim. Levi says, no, there was physically a Yesod, but halachically it wasn't considered a Yesod in terms of doing any Zrikas Dam there that required Yesod Mizbach Ha'ola. That is the Machlokes Tanam here. So we seem to Paskin, interestingly, that we'll wait a minute to mention this. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Matargim, Bachsante Yisbini Madbacha. Rav said, what's the unkelis? How do you understand this pasuk then, according to Rav and Levi? So Rav, who understands that there was no Yesod, could translate it ba'achasante in his portion that he got as his heritage. Yis b'nei madbacha, the mizbeach was built, meaning in Binyamin. There was no part of the mizbeach that was built in Yehuda. That's the Yesod. Levi matargim ba'achasante yis b'nei makdasha, makom mikudash ledamim. There was a physical Yesod, but it wasn't sanctified to be called the Yesod in order to do the Zrikos on of the Dam. So what's interesting is that our unkelis we have like Levi, even though we assume lahalacha like Rav. So that's just an interesting Gahara that we have that chilim. Good. Tashma, let's try again. Is it really true that there was no Yesod there? The Mishnah says in Meseches Midos, Hayesod hayamahalech al panei kalatzafon, the al panei kalamarav, the Yesod went all the whole north side, the whole west side. Ochel b'darim ama achas u'b'mizrach ama achas. So it seems to be pretty mefurish in Midos like Rav against Levi. How could Levi say there was a Yesod, but he just wasn't used? It sounds like for the Mishnah describing the structure, there wasn't a Yesod at all. Says the Gemara, no, my ochel nami b'damim. It means there was only one Amma on those sides that you could use to do Zrika, even though there was a physical Yesod there, but it was not used for the Zrika halachically. Tashma, let's try again. The Mishnah also says there, again in Midos, which describes all of the structures of the Kalim and of the Beis HaMikdash, Midos has nothing to do with me. It's already never opened up a Midos. It doesn't have to do with Midos. That's Pirkei Avos in that way. Midos, the measurements are all about the Mizbeach and the Karbanos and now the Karbanos, the Beis HaMikdash structure. Tashba. So, a Mizbeach ha Yeshloshim Vishtayim ha Shloshim Vishtayim. The Mizbeach was a square on a square on a square. Each getting a little smaller as you go up. So it's 32 by 32. That was the bottom square. So, don't you see that that must be Ava Yesod if it's all exactly equal to each other and symmetrical. Answer, Hachamai Eskinon Min Hatzad. If you look at it from the north and the west side, it looks like 32 by 32. But really, on the south and the east side, it wasn't. It was partially cut off. Tashma. Okay, let's try again. Now we're quoting from later on. Nimsa. The Gemara now is quoting. Later on, we have Psukim and Mishnayis that contradict each other, and then the Gemara there is trying to answer up the Stira. Rashi quotes the Stira. Rashi on the first medium line in Rashi quotes the Gemara of later on from Daf Samach Beis. One Mishnah says, Tanancha, the one Mishnah says that the ramp was 30, the length was 32. The length of the ramp from south to north was 32, and the Mizbeach itself was 32. And it says, and altogether, you have 60. Right, Hari Orecha Mizbeach VaHakevesh 64, and yet if you do that math, VeChimani LuAdadi Tnan. But if you look at the Mishnah that summarizes the ramp and the Mizbeach altogether, it's 62. 1 second, 32 plus 32 is 64. Is that 62? So what happened to the two Amos? Right. So says the Gemara, they overlapped. The ramp overlapped the Mizbeach by two Amos, and that's how you could take away. Even though each was 32, going from south to north, there was an overlap. What were the two Amos? So the Gemara says there were two Amos overlap over the Yesod. That was one of the Amos. 1 second. There was no Yesod on the south side. That's the Kasha. Says the Gemara, Tashma, Nimsa, Poreach Ama al Yesod, the Ama al Asovev. An Amma, the ramp, when overlapped, the Mizbeach, the goof of the Mizbeach, one Amma over the Yisod, one Amma over the Sovev, right, which was the other area which the Kohanim used to walk around on, the ledge. So 1 second, I thought there was no Yisod on the south side. Answer, Ema Kineged Amma Yisod V'al Amma Saviv. There was no Yisod, you're right. It ended on the southeast corner, it just went inside an Amma. But where the area where the Yisod would have been, right, if it would have been all 32 by 32, it went over, and that's, therefore, we save Levi and Rav. There was no kashas. They each have their shita, but again, we assume like Rav, Lamaisa. Tashma says the Gemara, let's try again. The Tani Levi, Ketzah, Bonus HaMizbeach. How do you build the Mizbeach? How was the Mizbeach built? As follows, Mevi'in Malbein Shehu Shloshim Vishlaim. We're not talking about the Mizbeach now in the Mishkan, right, that they carried. We're talking about the Mizbeach, the ultimate Mizbeach. How was it built? Mevi'in Malbein Shehu Shloshim Vishlaim, Shloshim Vishlaim, the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. They brought a Malbein of 32 by 32, Vagovo Amma. What they bring? They brought four pieces of wood, and they stood them up on its edge. You could imagine, stood up there 32 amos in length, one amma in width. But so they stood it up, it was one amma high, and they filled the entire inside with special stones. And then they were going to pour a type of cement in, which would then dry, and they would have then their bottom level of the Mizbeach, and they did that a couple of times in order to get to the all the levels of the Mizbeach. So, Mevi'in Malbein, Shu Shalosh V'Shtayim, Shalom V'Shtayim, V'Gavo Amma, Umevi Chalukei Avanim Mifulamos. They used to bring special type of damp, flat stones, Bein Gedolos, Bein Katanos, some big ones, some small ones. Why they have to bring these special stones? Because as we know, they couldn't have been cut. Weren't allowed to cut the stones, Lo Sivne Esen Guzis, as we know from Yisro, Umevi Sid V'Kunye V'Zefes, and they used to bring all of these materials, Umamchen, mix them all up, V'Shofech, and pour it in, and they used to let it dry, V'Zehu Makom Yisod, that was the bottom level, that was the Makom of the Yisod, V'Chozer, and then what you used to do, you bring one a little smaller, V'Chozer, Umevi mal ben shu shloshim ama al shloshim ama, 30 by 30, right? You indent a little bit. Vegovo chamish amos, and that was 5 amos high. Umevi chiluk yevan vechulu. Vechoz umevi mal ben shu chafches amal chafches amos. The next one above is 28 amos wide in all the directions. Vegovo gimel. So it was 1 high, 5 high, 3 high. Umevi chiluk yevechulu. Vumakam hamarach, and that's the highest level. Vechoz umevi mal ben shu amal ama. Then they did the kronos. They did the ones in the corners. Umevi chiluk yevan vechulamos. You bring the stones. Ben gedolos, ben ktanos. Umevi zefes vekunyo macha veshofech vezeo keren. Vechein lechol keren vekeren. That's what you did for each and every keren. Question mark. But the first part of this whole description is that the bottom level of the Mizbeach was an exact square, 32 by 32. And that was the Yesod. So again, Kasha, according to Rav, that there was no Yesod here, how did this work? That is the Kasha. So before we answer, let us take a moment to talk about some of the items on Amud Aleph. First of all, the Isser of Elosivenes and Gazis, we know that from the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Yisro. Pasuk tells us that when we build the Mizbeach, we're not allowed to hew stones. We're not allowed to cut stones. Right? Shelo nivne Mizbeach me'avanim sheyiga bohen barzel. We can't use stones for the Mizbeach that we cut with. That's why you had to find these avanim mefulamos. You had to find these stones to use. Shenem alosivnes and gazis pirish gazis who kishaposlem in a even bekli barzel vivnivne avni gazis puzzle. And if you we use the stones that were cut, that would make the it puzzle. And the minchas chinuch here says vakevesh shalom esveh gamkin bechal lavze. The kevesh I'm reading from the mitzvah mem. In Parshas Yisrael, mem for mizbeach, right? Kevesh al mizbeach amkein bichlal lavzeh. The kevesh is also included. Avol mizbeach banui shenaga bino. He continues. Mishar sheyam mitzvazu. The chinuch says, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? As is known, she nikana benafsho seinu miyom asoso shebesibaso tavolano mechila saavon vahabracha vahashalom achreichin. The mizbeach is a tool to bring us bracha and shalom and peace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Alkane, Lizkar Zeadavar, Nitztavinu, to remember that this is supposed to bring peace and to bring Arichas Yamim. That is why you can't use anything on it that is symbolic of Kitzur Yamim. Shalolasos Bodavar Klau, Bekalim Hamuchanim Lahashchasa. Vizeo Abarzel Shekores Umuchan Tamid Lishpochdam. The Kfar Kamti Lachan, I've already told you, my son, many times, Ki Adam Nifal Kafi Pulosav. His famous line of Achrei Peulos Nimshachos Alavavos Ochelo Machar Maisav V'Yalkein Roi Lanu Lasos Dimyonos HaPeulos Kefi Kafanas Advarim V'Asachol Hamavil Dvarim Eila Lo Yei Devil Lo Yavin. If you don't think about this, you won't get the messages of it. That's what is described. Dini Amitzvi quotes our Gemara. Kigon Mehechanai Mevino Son Avanim Shabonim Enam Azbeach quotes Midos Min Besulas Akarko Min Ayama Gadol. That's what our case, right? Go to the bottom of the sea where it was never touched. Barzal never touched them. V'chulu, and it continued. If somebody builds stones with this, with cut stones, then one get malchus. So what's the isser? The isser is putting the stone in. Like when do you get the avera? The achronim talk about exactly when exactly is the avera. Okay, that is the iser. The Minchas Chinuch here discusses. Amazing. Ra'isi bitur al haTorah. He quotes the tour, right? The balaturim with the little that was just a little parparos of the tour. The tour of the Torah is like a ramban, a separate sefer. The ra'isi bitur al haTorah bipasik vayikach es ha'even asher sam mirashosav. Right, Yaakov Avinu by the dream he took the Evan. Af al gab de isa beperek basra de zvachim de ein osim izbeach midarish nishtamish bo hediot bibama shari. So he says, even though you're not allowed to make him izbeach by a darish nishtamish bo hediot, by a bama shari, meaning this was what? This was after he woke up, he poured oil on the and he used that as a mizbeach. That was like a bama, so you could use this. V'hu tamua, halo bezvachim sham mevor, dafilu babama namish asur. Deparech, and he quotes, right, the makar from Gemara later on, in Zvachim Kuftezayin, and he quotes, This is all about stones that were used for the Mizbeach, for the Matzeva. And he said, "Vanir lani yizdaiti v'yashiv kushes atur." It's not a problem. Why? Because he quotes from the Yalkut. The Avanim shalakach Yaakov Avinu hayu mei haMizbeach she'ne'ekad alav Yitzchak v'hei mei haAvanim shikra v'aleim adam arishon. Not only like we said yesterday, it was all in the same spot. The same stones that Adam used for to build his Mizbeach and Avram Avinu used for the Akedah, those were the stones that Yaakov lay on by his dream. V'im kein hayu ha'avanim alalu kodesh, ki Adam hayu yachol ha'kdishan shahayu shalo. Adam Arishon can be makdishit. V'im kein hayu kadosh mikvar, v'davar shebikdusha lo matzinu shemishamish bo hedyo yehi asur l'gavoa. And that's why he was able to use it. Again, talking about some of the types of rocks that you could use. Again, that's not about their being cut, but that's at the end of that mitzvah in Mitzvah Mem of the Lo Sivne Eshen Gazes. We've quoted often also the Halach and Shulchan Aruch that this is based on the idea of removing the knife when one benches or covering the knife when one benches, because the Shulchan is a Mizbeach and the Mizbeach is there Laharich Yamav, while the knife, Lo Sivne Eshen Gazes, is there to be Makatzer, and that's why you should remove the knife. And also the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Simcha in on that halacha, maybe also because there was one time there was a person who got so upset by Binyan Yerushalayim in the bracha that he took the knife and he stabbed himself. And that's why you can't have the knife on the table by benching. Ask the Bali Musar, because there was one fool, there was one crazy guy in history, we have to remove the knife forevermore? The answer is no. We remember that there was somebody who felt so deeply for Binyan Yerushalayim, and he was so upset about it. That's what we remember. Remember there was such a person that was so deeply Tzipisa LeYeshua. Okay, one final halachic point, and that is the in here in the Chafetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachos has a suffix. Do you need all? What about, we know, as we just described in the Gemara, you have this big area of 32 by 32, and you put all tons of stones in. Even the middle stones that you don't see, that also can't be used, Lo Sivnets and Guzzes? Or is it just the ones that you see? He has that suffix. Ef Shalom Ar Dedafko Ha'avanim Sheboltim Lachutz. Avolo elu hamuvlaim ba'ovi hamizbeach. V'yavshar dein lachalik b'zeh. V'idachsev avanim shleimos tivne es mizbeach v'gomer. The mashba the kol avanim sheteyasa b'en hamizbeach tzarech sheyish shleimos v'tzarech yid. Okay, yeah, that's suffic. What about the ones that you don't see? Especially after the chinuch says, if it's all about achrei ha'pa'ulos, so maybe you only go by the ones that you see. You should have that losivne esen. The ones that you don't see doesn't make a difference. Okay, weiter. So we have this question on Rav. It seems like you make this structure 32 by 32. So there is a yesod. The chitem, and if you want to say, the guy is lay, no, you cut it. You cut it afterwards. No, avanim shleimos ksiv. Just that you can't cut it afterwards. Answer, de machis midi mitute v'shokolei. What do? Imagine you have the box that you're going to pour all the rocks in. You put a type of dummy area, like you put like a big piece in the area where the yesod would be. And after everything else dries, you remove that. Right? So that's how you have a space and you don't have a yesod there. Okay? That's how you would do it. V'shakalei. D'ilotei mahaki, because if you don't say this, ha'damar of kahana. Avanim shel kronos chalulos hayu. Right? Because if you don't say this, what about the Mishnah, the Gemara that we just described also talks about the kronos being filled. But what do you mean? There was some hollow space in the avanim too. Why? Because you had to pour the dam in. Tichsiv umalu kimizra kazavios mizbeach. Right? So there were holes in the kronos, Rashi says, to absorb the blood. Tosfos says, how could you absorb the blood with the holes on the side if you pour the blood from the top of the kronos? Okay, Tosfos leaves that b'tzarachin. But either way, so you see from here that they were somewhat hollow. So what do? So Ella, tamachas midimitute v'shakale. It must be there was something stuck in there, and they took it out afterwards, after it was filled up. Hachanami, tamachas midimitute v'shakale, and it was filled up. Okay, Tosfos here discusses, what about the shamir? What about the shamir, that famous worm that was used to put on the stones and used to cut? Tosfos has a big discussion here whether the shamir was around in Bayasheni. The Tosfos assumes that it was. Tosfos quotes on many different rayas that the shamir was around during Bayasheni. He quotes Dama ben Nesina from Kiddushin. He quotes a couple of other rayas, but Tosfos assumes that shamir was around. And he quotes then, why didn't they use the shamir? The Minchas Chinuch has a diak in the Rambam that he does not think that the shamir was around during Bayasheni. Okay, either way, let's continue. Darish Rava says, Rava my dechsev. What does the pasuk mean? Vayelach, again, a little question about the girsa here, about the pasuk. Vayelach hu vishmuel, David HaMelech and Shmuel got together. Vayeshvu binayos b'ramah. They were together in Nayos and Ramah, which is a problem, because that's Nayos is one pasuk, and later on it says Barama. So, V'chima inyin Nayos Eitzel Ramah. Nayos is one place, and Ramah, right, that was Ramatayim Sofim, that was a different place. Ella, Shahi Yoshvin Baramah, they were in Ramah, meaning Shmuel's place. They were in Shmuel's place. V'oskin b'noyo shel olam. They were involved in the beauty of the world, the noyo shel olam, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. What were they talking about? They were trying to figure out where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be built. Remember, in the Torah, it doesn't say exactly where. It just says the place that I will show you. So they knew it was Yerushalayim. They didn't know exactly where. So David HaMelech has already moved maybe his Malchus, right? He was only in Hebron for 7 years, then he was going to be in Yerushalayim for 33 years. So Amri, Ksiva, Kam, Devel, Yisrael, Lamakom. It says to go up to the place, Mala, Mecha, Beis HaMikdash, Gavo, Amikol, Eretz Yisrael. That teaches us, as we know, that Beis HaMikdash is the highest place in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Gavo, Amikol, Aratzos. And Eretz Yisrael is the highest, Amikol, Aratzos. We've spoken about that in the past. What exactly does that mean? Is that really the topography? It's the highest level? It's not the highest level now. It's not the highest, if you take a satellite map, it's not the highest level, right? If you look at Rashi in Sanhedrin says this, right? What exactly does it mean? Rashi in Sanhedrin says, Da Pezayin, Ein Lecha Ir Be'eretz Yisrael She'en Yerushalayim Gavo Mimena. Eretz Yisrael is not the highest, and Yerushalayim is not the highest. Right? So how do you understand this? That's a question all the Mefarshim talk about. Maybe the Chassam Sofer writes, what does highest mean? Doesn't mean the highest elevation like we have now. Highest means Maila. Hashem created the world from the Eben HaShesia. And then the globe and the earth was created around that. When you hold up a ball, what's on top? Depends how you hold the ball. You can hold the ball one way or the other way. So Hashem created the earth with Yerushalayim on top. And that's what it means, Gavoa Mikol Ha'aratzos. That's one idea. The Radvaz is a little more practical, and trying to say more, a little more down to earth. Maybe it used to be, right? Not, no pun intended. Yes, thank you. Tafresh Lamates in the Radvaz, he says, there were reasons why it is no longer the highest. The Goyim throughout the past thousands of years always threw garbage and threw, as we know, Adayom Hazeh, threw garbage and threw then many different levels, many different levels of earth that they took out, they put in. It's been so many times over and over again that it has changed hands, so that's why it's not as it's described. Ki akum kafshu es abayis kama pa'amim umisin asam oso aru ad hayesod bo. Right, they totally uprooted any type of vestige. Va'od kedei shelo yehei gavo mimakam shalem. Also, they don't want it to be higher than their makam hakadosh. Ulafisha makom madron hakeshamim ayushotfin. The rain used to wash away parts of the ground. Mideshana b'shana esa afar hashaya tichoach umalichnosu atsheshafel karkos harabayis v'gam malche akum chofrim kedil galos yisodos habayis. They used to dig up harabayis. Sounds familiar, right? Gam Yerushalayim nechrav kama pa'amim u'bapolas habadon asatel. Whatever. Lamaisa, more, physical reasons why it's not as is described. Okay, either way, that is what it says. So they were looking. They say it's a very high. So continues, Lo haveyadi duchte hecha. They didn't know exactly where it was. Back to the Gemara. Aisu, Sefer Yoshua. They took out a Sefer Yoshua. Right? David HaMelech, what did he have in his library? He had a Torah and he had a Sefer Yoshua. That's it. Right? So he took out a Sefer Yoshua. I can't figure it out. He says, Bekul, but he says, if you look at the borders in Sefer Yoshua, he darshin v'kuluksiv v'yarad v'olah hagvul v'tar hagvul. By all of them, it says the border went down and it went up and it turned. B'shevet Binyamin, where it talks about Binyamin and Yehuda, b'shevet Binyamin v'olaksiv v'yarad loksiv. Amri shmamina hachuhu makoma. Must be right at that spot, right next to Binyamin and Yehuda. Sover l'mivne be'ein itaim d'mitli. They were going to choose ein itaim, which is near Harabayis, which is higher than Harabayis. Amri, and then they darshin, no. Nitati be'kalil, let's go down a little bit. Mit kidachsiv, ubenk tefav shachin. Right? The shoulders, between the shoulders, right, it's going to sit, and therefore, it's not going to be the highest point. That's one. Either they darshan the psukim, v'ibayaseima, gemiri, or they had a mesorah. Disanhedrin b'chelko to Yehuda, v'shchina b'chelko to Binyamin. They had that mesorah, v'i mazlin and lay, and if you put it, lift it up, and you put the base of English on any tame, mispalatuva, there'll be too much space between the lishkas agazis and where the mizbeach was gonna be. Muta denitzi beporta, u'tkidaseva b'enkteifav shachain. Let's put it a little lower. The Gemara says, "V'aldavar zen is kind of doeg adomi b'David." Doeg adomi, who was known, one of the people that might have lost his olam haba, right? He known as the Baal Lashon Hara. He was very jealous of David. Why was he jealous of David? Because he knew that if the one who figured out where the base of English was going to be, that was the one that was going to be the king, right? The Marsha, if you remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuvav, doeg adomi was an unbelievable talmid chacham. Right, one of the Lashonas there, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin there, that he could figure out 400 halachas about Migdal HaPorech Ba'avir. Rashi there quotes four pshat, and one of them has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And the Marsha there says, because Doeg wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to be the king. He was jealous. So once he saw that David figured it out, he's like, I'm done. He says, that's why he was jealous. Al Dover Zeh, about this, he was Niskane in David. Kidechsev ki kinas Beischa Chaltani. Right, about your house. Fixiv, and it also says, Zachar Hashem le David es kol en unoso. Hashem remembered David's, all of his pain, Asher nishpal Hashem v'gomer, im avobo besi, im etin shtas leinei lafapai tznuma. An epsom akum Hashem v'gomer. David says, I'm not going to rest, I'm not going to sleep until Hashem has a makom. Hashem has a house. Hine shemanua be'efrata mitzanua b'stei yar. Be'efrata ze Yoshua dekasi me'efrayim. Mitzanua b'stei yar ze Binyamin dechsiv Binyamin ze Ev Yitraf. Right, so that's the makar that we know of, connected again to Binyamin ze Ev Yitraf, that David HaMelech found the place that it was going to be built. This psukim also, David says, I'm not going to sleep until the Beis HaMikdash is built. Right, that reminds us of the Rashi we like to quote in Shmuel Beis, Perek Zion, which David asks Nasan, that I want to build a base of Migdash, and Nasan says, fine, go for it. And that night, Hashem comes to Nasan and says, no, Hashem says, go tell David that he can't build a base of Migdash. No, his son's going to build it. And Rashi quotes from the Medrash, why Hashem says to David, Nasan says to Hashem, I have to go right now in the middle of the night. I can't wait till the morning. Let me just wait till the morning, and I'll go in the morning. Says, Amar b'chanina bar papa, to take home Rashi, Shmuel Beis, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Dalet. Amar Avchanini Bar Papa. Amar Lakadosh Baruch Hu Lanasan. Ha'adam Azeh Shani Mishalechacha Etzlo Mahirhu. You think David's sleeping? You let it tell them he can build a base of Migdash. Shema Yiskar Po'alim. V'nim Seitzi Mafsido. Maher V'omar Lo. Lo Ti'atativ Nevayis. Right? That's exactly our psukim. Right? David says, right? I'm not from Tehillim. I'm not going to sleep until the base of Midrash is built. One just final point. Unbelievable. I was just researching yesterday for a Parsha Shir. This is going to be used in Parsha Shir in a couple of weeks, but it was mamish for today's daf. But it's unbelievable. It's fascinating that so many of the Mizmorim of Tehillim, well, let me ask this as a question. Why was Shmuel HaNavi involved in this? So David HaMelech was doing it. Okay, he was the Navi, but is there anything significant that Shmuel was also discussing with David about Yerushalayim, where the Beis HaMikdash was going to be? Question. Next question. If you look, many of the Mizmorim of the B'nai Korach were about Yerushalayim. Many of them. Right? We know David HaMelech put together all of the Prakim, but many of the Mizmorim, L'Matzeach L'Bnei Korach, right? They're all about Yerushalayim. Shir Mizmor L'Bnei Korach, Gadol Hashem U'mul Ma'od, right? The Monday's Yom. That's where all the names come from of Yerushalayim. Tehillim Mem Ches. L'Matzeach L'Gidus L'Bnei Korach Mizmor. Ma Yedidus Mishkan Osecha. And Tehillim Pei Dalet. Tehillim Pei Zayin. Maskil Asaf. Asaf is also one of the B'nai Korach. Right? So why is this? So maybe suggest the Eila Hadvarim, Rav Schlesinger, he says part of Korach's problem was that he thought, what do you need a special leader for? Right? Kala Eida Kulam Kadoshim. We're all equal. You don't need something different than others. You don't need something to be a leader, a person to be the leader of the others. Maybe part of his problem was also he didn't think you needed anything special above anything. All people are the same. All cities are the same. All this are the same. Everything's the same. Right? Everything is Kadosh. We could all make Kedusha. And that's why, remember the Gemara in Baba Basra, right, that B'nai Korach were in the crack, and what do they scream every Rosh Chodesh? Moshe Emes Vesoraso Emes. They realize that Moshe is different. And that's why maybe they focus on Yerushalayim so much, because that's their tikkun. They realize Moshe is different, Yerushalayim is different. Shmuel is a descendant of Korach. and maybe that's why Dafka Shmuel is involved in this discussion, because Shmuel is, that was Korach's Enohitaso, as Rashi quoted. Korach thought that he would live because he had a descendant like Shmuel Anavi. But really, that was not to be the case. But either way, this was why Shmuel Anavi was involved in this discussion too. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the Mishnah of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, should we just read the Mishnah? Let's just read the Mishnah. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Vashamos. Shalmei Tzibur, there's only one carbon shlamim that is Tzibur. Right, that's the Kivsi Atzeres brought on Shavuos. So Shlamei Tzibur, that's Kachei Kachim. Va'ashamos, either way in Ashamos. What are the Ashamos? We know the five Ashamos. Asham Gezelos, right, from Vayikra. Asham Mi'ilos, somebody violated Ila. Gezelos is where I swear that I don't have something of yours, and I do. In some way. I found it, it's a pikadon, I stole it. Asham Mi'ilos, Asham Shifcha Harufa. Shifcha Harufa is a special din. Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzara, Asham Talui. And that's the different one we had earlier in the Masechta, whether an Ashem Tali is connected to the other ones. Either way, the Avoda is the same. Shechitasan Batzafon, V'kibol Dama Bechlei Sharis Batzafon, V'damatan, Shneimatan, Hashen Arba. Even though it's Ba'al Chet, Ashem has Zrikos like an Ola, two that are for Lamata. V'nechalon Lefnim in HaKlaim, it's Kachim, so that's being within the Klaim, Lazara, Lezichre Kehuna, Lechol Machol, however you want to eat it, L'yom Balayla, Ad Chatzos. So that gets us into Asham, which will be the next karban that we will have to discuss here in Ezeo Makoma. Okay, we'll stop here.